Welcome to Activate, featuring real people working for positive change in our community, encouraging you to get involved, live your passion, and make a difference.
Hi, I'm Deb Pekin. I'm with the USA International Harp Competition. The USA International Harp Competition has been around for almost 40 years. We have 22 members of our board, and 9 of them play in major symphony orchestras. And we bring harpists from around the world, and they are all trying to win the gold medal. But they also meet a lot of friends and colleagues over the years. We strive to promote excellence in the performance of harp. We sponsor a composition contest as well that happens the year before the competition itself. Now, the competition only happens every 3 years, so there's a lot of stretch of time in between. And what do we do between is promote community experiences with the harp. We have a program called Harp Start, and we send a harpist with a harp to elementary schools, libraries, community organizations, and they'll do a demonstration for you and show you just how fun and versatile the harp can be. It's not just angels and, you know, plinky plinky music. It's really quite an interesting instrument. And it's also, in my opinion, one of the most difficult to play. So being able to see someone play the harp, teaching people about the instrument is one of the best, most fun things we get to do. And of course, we also have concerts 2 or 3 times a year, so people can come and just listen to excellent players play beautiful music. I went to a free concert, and I was invited to be a host family. And I was like, well, what's that? Well, the USA International Harp Competition, the contestants can come and stay in your house. So they'll come and stay with you for at least 12 days. The competition itself is 10 days long. Usually they like to come a day early or so. But I've had harpists from France. I've had 5 different Japanese harpists stay with me. And now I'm going to Japan on a trip in April. Everybody who's ever done this host family thing loves it. We also provide another amazing service is we drive our contestants back and forth to wherever they're staying for free. So we have volunteers who go pick them up from where they're staying and drop them off on campus because we have this amazing relationship with the IU Jacobs School. They are our exclusive sponsor, so we have a great relationship with IU, but we are not part of IU. We are a separate organization. We're a 501c3 organization that's independent but sponsored by IU in the way that they give us use of the space. When the competition is in full swing, which is next time, it's going to be July of 2025, we're going to need volunteer help being ushers, manning the hallways, driving contestants back and forth between their lodging and the school campus, and most importantly, being a host family. That's the biggest one. So if you want to help us out, our website is usaihc.org. That's our webpage, usaihc.org. And you can sign up for a newsletter there. We are always happy to accept donations because running an organization obviously costs money. This has been Deb Pekin from the USA International Harp Competition, and I encourage you to take your kid to hear some live music somewhere. Hopefully it's the harp, but any live music will do. It's good for you, it's good for them.
You've been listening to Activate, true stories from friends and neighbors who stand up for what they believe in. Activate is a partnership between WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, working together to build a strong, healthy, and engaged community. With production support from students in the Media School at Indiana University, you can learn more about volunteer opportunities in the WFHB listening area online at bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org. That's bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org.